The news is in touch with your world. I'm Joska Heman. Good afternoon. ANC MP Makhosi Khoza may face disciplinary steps following criticism within the ANC and drastic steps to deal with Auditor General outcomes in North West. ANC MP Makhosi Khoza might face disciplinary steps within the party's provincial structure soon, following her vocal criticism against the party president Jacob Zuma. This comes just days before a final announcement is expected on whether the vote of motion of no confidence in Parliament is going to be a secret ballot or not. ANC Deputy General Jesse Duarte says the party will take harsh steps against its MPs who are vocal or found to have been voted against the party's wishes. Duarte was addressing members of the Mangaung region at a regional post-policy conference briefing in Bloemfontein yesterday. She says the question of a vote of conscience does not arise in a political organization.
EFF says that they will expel any member of the EFF that has a secret ballot and votes against the EFF. The DA has the same clause in their own constitution. It is unthinkable that an ANC comrade will get up on the morning of the 8th and deliberately go against what the branches have asked us to do.
The North West Provincial Government is taking drastic steps in reaction to the outcomes of the Auditor General's Consolidated Local Government on Municipalities in the province for the 2015-2016 financial year. This includes a request for the Special Investigation Unit to investigate the finances of the Maikeng local municipality. That includes the town Maikeng and Maabato. Auditor General Kimi Makwetu said municipalities in the province are the worst spenders and they have incurred the biggest irregular expenditure amounting to 2.5 billion rand. No one of them received a clean audit outcome. Northwest Premier says he has asked President Jacob Zuma to sign a proclamation for such investigation.
I've just signed 3 days ago letters to the president requesting him to institute through a proclamation investigations, Public Works Department and the Mahikeng Municipality so that we deal with some of the things we have inherited which we suspect them to be related to corruption.
And lastly, stressful experiences in life can age your brain by 4 years. Researchers from the University of Southampton have done thinking and memory tests of 1,300 people and found that stress can cause inflammation, which can increase the chances of developing dementia. Stressful experiences across all groups included educational difficulties, financial insecurity, series of health problems, and psychological trauma. Your weather for today, Free State, clear skies and cold, but cool in the north. Northern Cape, fine and cool, but cold in the southeast and northwest, clear skies and cool temperatures. And now for your financial indicators. A dollar costs 12 rand 96 cents, a pound 16 rand 83, and a euro 14 rand 92. Your top story this hour, ANC MP Makhosi Khoza might face disciplinary steps within the party's provincial structures soon, following her vocal criticism against party president Jacob Zuma. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.